the Fox Cities Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. I'm sure glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and Randy's out golfing this morning, so I'll be doing the show. Our guest is Hamid Ali Mustafar, and he is the owner of Appleton Tutoring Service. We're going to be talking about tutoring and the importance of that in the development of a child and how Hamid has started his company. So if you're interested in learning about tutoring children or perhaps tutoring adults, please listen in. We'll give out the phone number, and we're going to ask you to call in and ask Hamid some questions. So let's get on with it. Hamid, welcome to the show this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
It's great to have you here, and we want you to feel comfortable, and we want you to tell us all about your business. So tell us a little bit about your background, and what is Appleton Tutoring Service all about?
Sure. Well, my background is actually in business. I got my undergrad from UW Oshkosh and my master's from Lakeland. And while I was working in the business world, I was tutoring part-time just as a hobby. And what ended up happening is it kind of took a life of its own. It grew organically, and before I knew it, I had a choice to make, either continue working in the business world or continue tutoring. So long story short, I ended up quitting my job and tutoring full-time, and then we got to a point where I couldn't do it on my own, so I started hiring a few people, and now there's five of us tutoring, which is wonderful, and you know, I'm really blessed to have my other tutors to rely on. And basically, you know, our focus has been mostly on ACT prep for the Fox Valley area. So we do ACT classes, and we also do one-on-one tutoring for ACT prep. You know, my goal has always been to help our community improve, you know, the level of education through one-on-one tutoring. And we do that by hiring, you know, people who are experts in their field. And a lot of our tutors have a minimum of a master's degree, so they're really good at what they do.
Well, the tutoring, I agree 100%. One-on-one is so effective, because I recall when I was a student going to grade school and high school, and there were 20-some other students in the class, there just wasn't enough time for every student. There's only one teacher. So the advantages of one-on-one must be absolutely astounding for the student.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we've been able to do is we do an assessment to find out how the student learns best, and it really changes the dynamic of their relationship with their tutor. The tutor isn't viewed like a teacher is viewed. They're more so a coach, a tour guide, a 911 dispatcher, because they're constantly assessing the situation. You know, they're a gardener, because they're, you know, basically allowing the student to grow, giving them the wisdom and allowing them to succeed. And, you know, really through the stories that the tutors tell, they fascinate the student and generate their interest in the specific subjects.
Mm-hmm. Well, the student oftentimes in a classroom environment, the teacher has to start. They have a syllabus. They have to accomplish so much. And not all 25 kids are on the same frequency, if you will. And so some kids might lose those foundational principles in a topic, and the teacher moves on to keep the majority of the students going to fulfill the syllabus, the objective. And the poor kid, which I was often in that case, I had to go home and really study or ask my dad to help me with my algebra, because I didn't get it. But a tutor is so much more effective because it's one-on-one, because a tutor goes to the level of the student.
Exactly. the advantage here is, like you said, they don't have, the tutors don't have a timeline, so they can go at the pace of the student. One of the things that our students really love about the tutoring sessions is that they have a personal relationship with their tutor, and we match them up with a tutor that kind of fits their personality style. And they want to go to the tutoring session. A lot of kids, they don't enjoy school,
right?
Because they don't understand the information the teacher is trying to teach, because, frankly, the teacher doesn't have the time to explain to them the topics that they don't understand. The kid may be lost in math, and the teacher may only cover, an hour's worth of math that day, and the kid may need two. So how do we fill in those gaps? Well, we do it through tutoring.
Mm-hmm. We already have a caller on the line, Hamid. Mm-hmm. Mary, good morning. Do you have a question for Hamid?
Hi. Yeah, I do. My son is having some reading difficulties, and we've tried several different strategies to try to get him motivated and focused. I was wondering if he had any suggestions as to how to get him to excel in his reading.
So one of the things that we do with our reading program is we do a test to see what the child is having trouble with. So, for example, if their reading trouble is because of their reading rate and they can't read fast enough to keep up with the other kids in school, then we try to figure out, okay, why is it that they're reading slower? You know, is it a problem with their vocabulary? Is it a problem with the fact that they haven't read very much in the past? So identifying the problem is probably the biggest thing. The second part of that is to make sure that they actually practice it, because your brain, just like any other muscle in your body, it does need to be used in order for it to be effective. So if they don't read very often, it becomes hard to be a good reader. So in order to make our kids better readers, we need to have them actually read. There's no two ways around that.
Okay, thank you. I'll try that out.
Right. Okay, thanks, Mary. That's a good question. It is all about practice, isn't it, Hamid? We got to have, everybody needs time to absorb what they're trying to learn and then learn how to apply that.
Exactly.
Take practice.
Yeah, and a coach makes the team practice in order for them to perform on the field. Well, we do the same thing. We make them practice so that they can perform in school. One of the examples that a good friend of mine gave not too long ago was, imagine that you're an actor in a play and you haven't rehearsed and you have to go out there and read all of your lines. How difficult would that be without any rehearsal? Well, guess what? If you do rehearse, you go out there, you're going to remember your lines much better than if you don't do any rehearsal at all.
Mm-hmm. Does that tie in at all to, this may be a little off base, but maybe it's not, emotional intelligence versus IQ? Because the young actor who might be going out there is really shook up. There's never been a rehearsal before, never been put in it. His emotions are running away with him. He can't even remember his own name. But with the practice, it takes over. I mean, he can produce.
Yes, emotional intelligence is a big deal. And I also teach martial arts. So in martial arts, we do a number of things to control our emotions. I shouldn't necessarily say control our emotions even. It's to move past our emotions and not allow them to control us. So one of the things that we incorporate...
There's a difference. That's a big difference, I mean.
Yeah.
To control emotions... Or deal with them, accept them for what they are, but don't let them influence our decisions.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we don't necessarily want to control the emotions. You know, one of the things that I tell the kids, both in my martial arts classes as well as tutoring, is that you want to allow them to wash over you. There are a few things that you can control within your body. One of those is your breathing. And a lot of times if I notice that a kid, for example, they're becoming sluggish, I'll have them do jumping jacks because it allows their heart rate to increase. It allows their lungs to take in more oxygen and activates their brain. So those things in themselves are not going to fix the problem. But one of the things you can do to help yourself move past those emotions is to use some of these things together. So your breathing, your heart rate, you know, changing the situation, and also visualization. I find that visualization is a big deal. So I'll have the kids visualize something that takes their mind away from the thing that's preventing them from achieving their goal. So let's say a kid is scared to take the ACT exam, and every time they take it, you know, their emotions get the better of them. Well, I have them take themselves out of that situation. Visualize something different. Visualize yourself on a beach just relaxing, you know? Cool. And then control your breathing. Breathe in deep. Breathe in deep, and if need be, maybe, you know, walk around a little bit and then sit down for the exam. Mm-hmm. So that it takes your mind away from the things that are causing you anxiety.
Hamid, you mentioned that your tutoring is focused on helping children do better on ACT tests. Is that done by actually going through some ACT tests and times, and you're actually scripting it out and rehearsing it, aren't you? But not the specific questions.
Yeah, so one of the things that we do is we do actually have the kids take full exams during our process for the ACT. And those full exams really prepare them for the actual test. What they're doing is they are, like you said, rehearsing for the actual test, and it allows them to feel the emotions they're going to feel on the day they take it and overcome them. So in a way, it's helpful because they're not going into the test blind. It's mm-hmm. really helping them go into the test fully aware of what they're
somewhat familiar with the process.
Exactly.
Maybe not the exact questions, but at least they know the process, and they know they've been able to get through it several times in your rehearsal, your tutorial services.
Yeah. And the exam is really in a test of endurance, because the exam is over 3 hours long.
That's
how many times
exam.
In our life do we take an exam that's 3 hours long?
That's a long exam.
Yeah.
It's even hard to just sit down and talk to a friend for 3 hours without getting up and walking around or doing something.
Exactly.
Hamid, we have another caller on the line. Frank, do you have a question for Hamid?
Yeah, my question, you were kind of already answering it, but what do you do for ACT prep? And does the school system use your services for ACT prep?
Currently, what we do for ACT prep, we have two different things that we do. We have classes for ACT prep, and we also have one-on-one tutoring. So for the classes, we have group sessions where they go through exam-type problems together as a group. With the one-on-one sessions, what we do is focus on training them in the topics that they're struggling with, so it's very individualized. As far as the school system goes, we're trying to get into the school systems to help the kids there. We've offered some free services, so I'm hoping that maybe they'll hear this and maybe they'll be motivated to do more. But one of my goals is to have all of the kids in the Fox Valley at least take the exam, ACT exam, once before they have to go take it officially for the ACT or for the school their junior year. So if we can get that done, I think we're going to see a higher level of success amongst our students. But part of the problem is that it does require resources, and I'm not sure that the school systems want to dedicate those resources to the students yet.
Does that answer your question, Frank?
Yes, it does. Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling in and for listening to the program. Hamid, what you do in tutorial services, we only have about 30 seconds before our break. So let's take a break right now, mm-hmm. and I'll ask this question on the other side of the break. It's been a very interesting segment, and there's more to come. And we thank you for tuning in this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Bridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me. I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Bridgestone Bank.
Bridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Bridgestone.com. That's Bridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking with Hamid Ali Mustafar, who is the owner of Appleton Tutoring Service here in Appleton, and we're learning about his business and his objective of someday where the most educated people will be teaching the least educated people. It's a great conversation. If you missed the last segment, you can go back to our website at biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to that segment and the whole show. Before we get back to Hamid, I just want to share a little information with you about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. We are the Fox City SCORE chapter. This year, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. We were organized in 1976. We are one of about 350 chapters in the country. It's a national organization. And SCORE offers free, confidential mentoring services to those who are looking to start a business or those who are in business and are looking to grow or solve a problem. We have about 50 mentor volunteers in our chapter. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have mentors with disciplines including banking, marketing, accounting, HR, legal, workflow, process development, product development, cash flow management. If you have an issue in any area of your company, we ask you to consult with a SCORE mentor. And you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. That's our website. Click on the button, request a mentor, fill out the application form, send it in, and within 24 hours, a mentor will be contacting you to set up an appointment to help you with your business challenge or your business opportunity. But please consider SCORE. It's a free confidential service for the life of your business, not just one or two meetings. SCORE can be with you for a long time, and each mentor has a network of resources they can bring to the table, including other mentors in the chapter who have expertise in other areas that you might need help with in your company. So check us out. Hamid, the last segment was absolutely fantastic. We don't have many minutes here before the next break, but can you tell us a little bit about the ages of the students and the areas? What areas do you tutor in? You mentioned ACT, and you referred to reading and mathematics. So what areas do you tutor in, and what are the ages of your students?
The majority of our students are typically high schoolers. However, we tutor everyone from kindergarten to 12th grade. The younger kids, we do a lot of reading and math tutoring for some of the younger kids. And we do tutor adults as well. We've had several adults come through, and they may need tutoring in things like reading. Or we've had one adult who was in a statistics course in college, so we helped him with that. So we do a multitude of tutoring, and that's the advantage of having some of the most educated people in our community tutoring. Tutoring is that they have the ability to tutor pretty much everybody from kindergarten all the way through undergrad. And, you know, you mentioned it before, but really the goal of what I'm doing is trying to get some of those most educated people in our communities to serve some of the least educated people in our community and give back in that way. And I think if we do that, not just in terms of tutoring, but in terms of a community, we're going to become much stronger.
No question. No
but
question.
You also, you know, one of the things that I think is really important is to understand why we do what we do. The reason we tutor these kids and the adults as well is because, for example, when we talk about the kids, a lot of these households, they have you know, 2-3 children. They don't have the time to devote to sitting down with each child and helping them achieve academic success. So what I found is that without individual one-on-one attention, a lot of these kids don't get their questions answered, and they become discouraged.
They won't reach their potential.
Exactly. Yeah. So that part of it basically prevents them from going on and achieving success in high school and in college. So mm-hmm. what I found happens when we start tutoring is, number one, the kids love the fact that they see someone answering their questions, and also that they can go to school, have their homework done, and get an A or a B. Now their parents are proud of them. They're happy with their performance, and it motivates them to do better.
Success breeds success, correct?
Exactly.
They just keep building on those successes, and the kids now feel a sense of self-confidence. They can overcome some of the challenges a little bit on their own, more and more and more.
And that's the goal. It's not to have them use tutoring as a crutch. We want to have them use tutoring for a short time and then eventually be able to be successful on their own. And we found that that's exactly the case. Once the kids become motivated, once they see the results, I mean, they're going to start doing their homework on their own. They're going to start participating in class.
One of my grandchildren in Alabama, young man named Grayson, very proud of him. He's about 13 years old. And his church, he's active in his church along with his whole family, his mother and father and sisters, and his other brother. But Grayson does a good job of tutoring the younger kids, explaining Bible stories to them. So he's already doing kind of what you shared with me, that you started out pretty young.
Yeah, exactly.
So it just comes naturally to some people, but it's that desire to pay it forward, pay it back. And when we teach, we learn, don't we?
Exactly. And, you know, with me, my parents came from Iran. So, you know, I knew very little English when we first came here. And thank God I had my mother. On the way over, she was teaching me English. And once we got here, I had an excellent first grade teacher. Her name was Mrs. Hansen, who taught me some of the nuances of the language. To the point where now, you know, I'm very comfortable speaking English. I still speak Farsi, but, you know, I consider English my primary language.
Well, I didn't really know all that much about you, Hamid. I knew you came from Iran, but your accent, I wouldn't believe that a lot of folks from that part of the world have a much heavier accent.
Well, thank
Congratulations
you.
Congratulations on tutoring yourself.
Well, I can't take all the credit. Like I said, my mom deserves a lot of that credit.
Sure, so. Sure. But your heart is certainly in the right place with what you're doing at Appleton Tutoring Service. And it's not just for your edification or the teacher's edification. Your ultimate vision is to get one-on-one education going between the most educated and those who want to get an education.
Exactly. The vision is really to take these people who have a high level of education and get them to use it for the betterment of our entire community. And mm-hmm. Here's the thing, guys. If we have involvement from these highly educated people, what we're going to see is an increase in the number of kids going to college. Now, right now, we have roughly 50% of our students going to college. But the problem isn't that the number we have going to college. It's that 25 to 30% of those come back and go to a tech school or somewhere else because they don't have the skills to survive in college. So getting in isn't the key. It's getting them through college, getting them to graduate.
The graduation rate is the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I think we can improve and get a dramatic improvement in is our ability to read. A lot of our kids, their reading rate is low, their reading comprehension is low, yet we still push them on. And even though they get into these universities, they can't maintain the grades they need to stay in these universities.
They can't compete.
Yeah.
And if they graduate from college with that type of a retarded level of accomplishment, they're not going to compete in a workplace.
Yeah.
So everyone loses, actually.
And it becomes really difficult for them to maintain a job or maintain, the lifestyle they want unless they have those skills. So I fully believe you can get through life without understanding math, but you cannot get through life without knowing how to read, write, and communicate.
Exactly right. And on that note, we're going to take our second break. We're going to come back on the other side of the program. We're going to continue our conversation with Hamid. We'll give out the phone numbers, ask you to call in. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're sure glad you're with us this morning. We're talking with Hamid Ali Mustafar, who is the owner of Appleton Tutoring Service, and we're learning about the value of tutoring and how we can help children reach their potential by helping to educate them with resources that are not always available in the classroom but still are available. We'll return to Hamid in just a moment. I'd like to just share a little more information with you about our SCORE chapter. In the last segment, I mentioned we offer free and confidential mentoring. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org. But we also do some other things. For example, coming up on September 21st, we're going to begin our 5-series simple steps for starting a program or a business, starting a business. On September 21st in the morning at the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe in downtown Appleton is our first session from 8 till noon. $15, coffee, breakfast, lunch is all provided for you. It's a basic overall discussion on should I be an entrepreneur, what's involved in being an entrepreneur. We have some presenters come in and answer your questions. So if you're interested in exploring becoming an entrepreneur or business owner at any level, any age, please come on down and check us out at the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe on September 21st. And then the next 4 Wednesdays after that, in the evening from 6 until 9 at the Chamber Building, we conduct some classes. What kind of a company should I be? A corporation, an LLC, a partnership? The next one is how do I manage and market my company, manage my marketing? What is social media? How can I use it? The fourth session is basically Mary Lou Vandehei comes in, a SCORE mentor who has a lot of accounting experience, and goes through some case studies on reading balance sheets, income statement, statement of cash flows, budgets, and that sort of thing. And the last session, the one I conduct, is where do you find the money and how do you approach the lender? And we go through some of the ratios that every entrepreneur should understand in order to realize that they are doing well. So the Simple Steps program, all of this is highlighted on our website at foxcities.score.org. Also, coming up this coming Wednesday and every Wednesday at Fox Valley Technical College, started in April 2012 in Kansas City, the Kauffman Foundation launched the 1 Million Cups program based on a notion that entrepreneurs discover solutions and opportunities and network every Wednesday morning from 9 till 10. This goes on around the country. There are about 100 chapters right now doing that. Appleton Sessions enjoy coffee donated by the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe, and it's hosted by the Venture Center on the Fox Valley Technical College campus. Go in door number 15 on the north side of the building. Starts at 9 o'clock. Our guest speaker this week is going to be Julie Arend. Julie is the owner of Julie's Travel. It's a really neat process. You can check it out at www.1millioncups.com/Appleton. Go to that website and you can learn more about the Million Cups program. We also want to mention that the Governor's Summit is coming up on September 19th at the Paper Valley Hotel. Registration is $50. If you want to attend and meet some legislators and find out what they can do for you as an entrepreneur, find out about regulations in Wisconsin, you can go to the biztalkwithscore.com website, foxcities.score.org, and check it out and register for $50. Registrations are requested by September 9. And we also want to mention that I want to put a plug in for Variant Productions. as a SCORE mentor. I recently had the pleasure to work with Isaiah Wells and his team at Variant Productions, located in Kakana, to produce some videos of SCORE clients recognized for their success. These valuable videos are prepared in commemoration of the 40th anniversary of our Fox City SCORE chapter. I got to tell you, it's been a real pleasure to be involved in these productions with Isaiah and his very, very friendly professional team. If your business is looking for an effective way to connect with your audience, contact the video marketing team at Variant Productions. They specialize in accomplishing your marketing goals by utilizing the power of video. They don't just talk about video excellence, they deliver it. So to contact Variant Productions, call them at 920-475-4354, and you can visit their website at www.variantproductions.com, and when you do, prepare for awesome. It's really been a pleasant experience. We're doing 5 videos of our success story recipients this year in commemoration of our 40th anniversary and Small Business Week in May. And I'm very happy to say that Hamid is one of our 5 recipients. So we have one of our award winners on the show this morning. And we'll be visiting his business on September 14th to shoot the video. So if he was a little nervous this morning on the radio, we'll see what he's like in front of a camera. We have a lot of fun at SCORE, and we enjoy what we do. Okay, with that, we're going to get back to Hamid, and we want to ask a couple questions about the business. Hamid, we've been talking about ACT and the different areas that you tutor in. Can you share a little bit of information for parents? Like, what should they be looking for? What are some behaviors that the parents or the children might be displaying that would suggest maybe contacting a tutor and contacting you?
Sure. One of the things that we always tell parents to look out for is if a student is really having trouble focusing in school, they're not turning their assignments in on time, they're having problems maybe understanding the material, they don't essentially know how to learn, and they have problems focusing. So I do this with my martial arts class at Flashback Martial Arts, but I also do this when we tutor. And one of the things that we do is identifying the problem is obviously very important, but then giving them the tools to overcome those problems. And those tools involve a series of things, and it does really depend on where or what area they need help with. So, for example, if I have a kid who is easily distracted, one of the things that we do is when we're teaching them, we put them in a situation where there's no distractions. You know, we have study rooms at the local library that are actually very quiet. There's see-through glass, but there's really no other distractions. So as long as they're focusing on their paper, there's nothing else going on around them. A lot of these kids, they're overstimulated by everything that's going on, and they're constantly used to looking at the TV or looking at a tablet or looking at the phone, and it becomes really difficult for them to focus on their schoolwork. Even when they're in school, there's other kids around them, there's so much going on, they don't focus on the teacher. So by introducing that focus, what it does is it allows them to overcome that problem. Mm-hmm. And that's been one of the biggest hurdles we've had in this community.
Overstimulated children.
And you know, it sounds so simple, Tony, but it's really
it's really a
huge problem, mm-hmm. much bigger than we realize, because we constantly have stimulants around us all the time. I mean, most people are on their phones all the time, even as adults. I mean, what kind of example are we setting for our kids when we're on our phones all the time? So imagine that you have a child that is constantly looking around and looking at things that are not necessarily helping them, you know. So we bring the focus back.
They have to learn that discipline, don't
exactly.
they, to stay focused.
Exactly. And I'll give you an example in my martial arts class. If I have a kid that, you know, I'm giving instruction and they're doing something else, you know, when the other kids around them and the other students around them are focusing on me, they kind of police themselves. They're focused too. But the problem is in school, that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't really police themselves.
Peer pressure is a big thing.
Yeah, Exactly.
Especially in high school.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have kids who are talking to their friends, doing things that are not conducive to learning. So at Flashback, one of the things that I love about teaching martial arts is we have the ability to overcome some of those things in a very structured environment. And tutoring is the exact same way. We have the ability to overcome that that stimulation by putting them in an environment where they can focus.
Mm-hmm. If you have a question for Hamid this morning, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Hamid, it's all about developing discipline. It's all about getting the child to be focused and to realize that they can learn. But some children have some learning disabilities. There's just something going on. What are some of the disabilities that parents might be looking for? What are the signs of some of those disabilities?
There's a number of signs. One of the things that we look for is obviously feedback from the teachers.
Right.
The teachers are probably our number one resource in recognizing some of these disabilities, whether it be dyslexia, attention deficit disorder. And I don't always believe in medication. Like I said, at Flashback, we focus on the environment. Same thing with our tutoring. Right. We focus on the environment.
Right.
The environment is really important. And the reason I keep coming back to it is because if we can control that piece of it, then we can eliminate some of the problems there. You know, we talked earlier about breathing techniques, visualization, changing the routine. So, like, if a kid is feeling sluggish and doesn't want to study, then get them away from the studying, do a few jumping jacks, get their heart rate to increase, release those endorphins, and then go back to study.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily need to keep pushing the kids to do something they don't want to do, because obviously then we're not solving the problem.
Right.
We want to motivate our kids in a positive manner to do their homework, to do clean the room, whatever it is that you want them to do. But we don't want to force them to do it, because when we do that, it's really not... it's not conducive for them to develop that behavior in a healthy way.
Somehow they have to want to do those
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
You got to get them to want to do.
You
got to
get them on the same side as on the same side of the table as you. So,
Hamid, how do folks reach you?
Well, you can reach us through our website, which is www.appletontutoringservice.com. You can call me directly. My number is 920-209-4110.
What was that number? I didn't write that down fast.
Sure, it's 920-209-4110. You can also email me. It's Hamid, H-A-M-I-D, at appletontutoringservice.com.
Great. I hope the listening audience does respond and some of them reach out to you, because I think you have a lot to offer the community. A lot of families could benefit, and especially the student can benefit from a self-esteem point of view and getting the feeling that they can accomplish something on their own. That's a very rewarding feeling, and we've all felt that at some point in our lives, and to nurture that in someone else is really great. You're looking for tutors, aren't you? I mean, if someone is listening to the program and they want to be a tutor, and this sounds like, man, this is what I want to do, what are you looking for in a tutor?
Sure. Like I said before, we really want the most educated people in our communities to help the least educated. So the idea is that they can teach anyone from kindergarten up through college. So if you are, you know, someone who's really good at science or math, we're really looking for those types of tutors. Someone who has a master's degree is obviously preferred. We will take someone with a bachelor's as long as they're very good at what they do. And we have, you know, we have a very good process of training our tutors. So we have them sit with us while we're tutoring, and then they get to take over tutoring that client with the original tutor or trainer in place still, so that if they're making mistakes, we can correct them.
So it's a handoff.
Exactly.
Never alone.
Never alone, yeah.
You can't make a mistake you can't fix.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a very nurturing environment as well, and it's a rewarding job. I mean,
How many hours are involved in the tutoring if someone wants to tutor?
We're very flexible. You know, most of our tutors are part-time. We do anywhere between, you know, 5 hours a week all the way up to 20. Some of them choose to do about 30 hours. We don't really do more than 30 hours of tutoring for our tutors. So it is a part-time position.
These are paid positions that they can establish with you one-on-one.
Yes.
So there's a compensation, but
yes.
You will talk to them one-on-one on that.
Exactly, and it's based on their skill level and, you know, how well they do. Everything we do at Appleton Tutoring Service is results-oriented, you know, and I stress that in the martial arts world, too. You know, everything I do at Flashback is results-oriented, so the application of what you learn is very important to me, both in tutoring and in martial arts.
Mm-hmm. What that takes us to our final break in the program this morning. We're listening to Hamid, who is the owner of Appleton Tutoring Service, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're having a wonderful, wonderful conversation this morning with Hamid Ali Musafar, who is the owner of Appleton Tutoring Service. And we're talking about tutoring and really the philosophy of having the most educated people in the community educate those who are least educated in a one-on-one setting that could be in the form of a tutoring program. Might be mom tutoring son, daughter. Might be an uncle tutoring a our grandfather tutoring somebody, but it's all about helping each other out. It's a great philosophy, great business service. We'll get back to Hamid in just a moment before we close out the program, but at SCORE, we want to thank the sponsors who bring us BizTalk. Without those sponsors, we could not do BizTalk, and those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, the Ridgestone Bank. They do just SBA lending. Tundra Land is a sponsor. We thank Brian Gottlieb for his support of SCORE and BizTalk. Also want to thank Candeo Creative for building and maintaining and monitoring our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you've missed a program, you can go to that biztalkwithscore.com website, listen to our archived programs. I checked the other day, it goes back to 2010. We've got that many programs out there. And we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for sponsoring or promoting BizTalk and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, you really should be. For just $20 a year, it's going to keep you informed of what's going on throughout the entire business community in East Central Wisconsin. Thank you, Jerry and Larry, for your support of BizTalk. So getting back to Hamid's program, is Business Appleton Tutoring Services. We wanted to kind of wrap up the program with by talking about, we've heard where you are, we've heard your vision, but where are you going? Tell us a little bit about what your future is.
Sure. So we have a lot of people in the community who are maybe in rural areas where they're not easily accessible by a tutor. So the vision is to build a platform online where, like we mentioned earlier, some of these most educated people are able to tutor the students without physically having to go anywhere. If we make it easy for them, I think they'll be more apt to get involved. And then eventually, you know, spread it out beyond just our community. My goal right now is to spread into the Green Bay area. We have a little bit of Oshkosh. We have a small footprint in Madison, but really nothing in Green Bay yet. So it'd be exciting for me to, you know, kind of spread what we do into that area. I also want to make sure that, you know, in this platform, we have the ability for people who've never had tutoring to at least try it for free, at least once, so they can experience it. Because my belief is if you try it once, and see the benefits of it, you know, it's something that you're going to want to continue doing, especially for those students that are really struggling in school. Our schools don't have the resources right now to help every single student. And by doing this, we will give them a platform to give the students a platform to have access to tutors that can help them, even if school's out of session or, let's say, it's late at night, you know, midnight, and they don't know the answer to a problem. Obviously, they can't call a teacher, but if there's a tutor available somewhere around the world, you know, they can log on and get help that way.
Hamid, share with us again, how can folks get a hold of you to explore whether tutoring is for their family?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is just by calling me, 920-209-4110. You can also send me an email. It's hamid@appletontutoringservice.com. We also have a Facebook and a website. Our website is www.appletontutoringservice.com. And you can just search Appleton Tutoring Service on Facebook as well.
It's a fascinating journey. So when the tutoring events take place, do they take place in your office? Or you mentioned the library might be a place?
Yeah, so typically we meet in public places. We try to keep the overhead low so that we can keep it inexpensive for the parents.
Do you ever meet at their homes?
We do. We do in-home tutoring. We also do it at the library. We utilize Lawrence, Appleton Public Library, Neenah Public Library, Oshkosh Public Library, UW Oshkosh Public Library. So we utilize a lot of different public services to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. And your objective is to get into Green Bay, as you mentioned, but you have a small footprint in Madison.
Yeah.
You're probably trying to get into the state of Wisconsin before you go across the state borders.
That's pretty much it. You know, we have Northeast Wisconsin and a very small footprint in Madison. Nothing in Green Bay just yet, but we're working on it. And then hopefully, you know, the Milwaukee area and, you know, some of the other areas like La Crosse and so on before we move on.
Now, how do you market your company? Do you have a social media campaign with Twitter and Facebook? Do you do any billboards, which is really old stuff? Do you have any other social media programs, or is it mostly word of mouth? How do you get the word around?
The company actually grew completely by word of mouth. Mm-hmm. It was organic. Like I said, you know, I was working a 9-to-5 job. In 2012, I was doing this part-time as a hobby. And as I kept tutoring, parents told other parents, and it just kind of grew on its own. Going forward, we do plan on doing some more social media marketing, some more online marketing, things like that. But really, it's been mostly word of mouth so far.
How many students do you have right now or signed up for this next school year? About how many? What's your population of learning tutored people?
So the turnaround time, especially for the ACT, depends on when the ACT is taken. So September 10th is when the next ACT exam is, and the majority of our population is during that time.
Yeah.
And then we end up kind of having to get new students. So about 30 right now, 30 at any given moment.
Okay.
And then obviously it's 30 every 3 months roughly.
And so the last question we have for our guest is, what is your biz tip? What's your pearl of wisdom for someone starting a company?
Sure. I would say the number one thing for me is do what you're passionate about. You know, if you like it, it's not a job anymore. It's something you like doing.
And never stop learning, of course.
Of course.
Hamid, thank you very much for being our guest this morning. It's a wonderful show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You've been listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.